1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. When I read this verse, I thought, oh, this is what I am doing and what I was praying to God as I was woken up in pain and roar for my silent prayers inside my head or my conceptual heart. But then as I read the context of the verse, I realized, I have to think more before I jump to conclusions. God speaks through Paul, the apostle, to Timothy about the love of money. Love of money is not your income. It is the desire for something more in excess than needed to food and raiment, shelter in today's context, for I paid every penny like anyone else despite all and seeking help for referral for my accommodation. Our church and community living is a weak system for the way economy works and people who are abled are not willing to support. It's not giving everything but to give when able to those in need and is your own decision and discretion as you find it right in God. I say this because when I read the biography of Reverend Thiruthuvadasan, I find he was able to build staff quarters for teachers and their families to live and do the work of the Lord that he started, education. Paul says that the love for money, riches and kingdoms, authority, that Satan offered to Jesus, is what he is talking about. We have to decide whether we need those riches to be yielded by taking the path of Satan as it harms others, or we decide to stay with what we yield minimally by doing the right things, ethically, in godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Godliness is taking up and doing jobs and works that are humane. I am not saying social services like NGOs is the only way, any job that is righteous but is not theft, treachery, and so on. Faith is believing and being in trust of God. Love is a human charity and to the creations of God. Patience is being forgiving and helping others who are in need to walk in the way of God when they are struggling, carrying the cross for others when we are able, and meekness is the act of not indulging into arguments and debates that will cause disharmony. When we do not give in to all these things and still know the way to live life, and not merely sustain, in the ways of God, declaring your holy ways to others to your best is enough, even if many may doubt you, for we are instilling faith in those who believe and strengthen themselves. In this fight to live righteously, for example, in my case, I profess to people about not accepting telecommunication glitches and inappropriate communication, and so the United States has professed bravely in trust with their diplomats as a country and those affected, about a technology misuse as Havana syndrome. We need to keep going on in trust on the eternal life. People today are joining hands to combat technology misuse and cybercrimes, but many of us at my level do not understand and deny for they are benefiting, and it is becoming an acceptable norm for one of the talents that are amplified because of their sinister thought processes, intentions, and acceptable way of life. It is time to rethink our ways. I put it forward to those who read this to share with the corporate giants who are empowering such sinister beings. I am not ridiculing the precariousness that the United Kingdom and many European Union took against the allowances for GM crops, but it is pathetic to look at the way that the first virtual handshake of transmitting touch transmission happened between the United States and the United Kingdom. Why then the impact of technology meddling into biology is not touching our human compassion for each other? I find very few are able to think to this level for the need to check on such technological advancement happening. Maybe it's time to pace up our human compassion to be ahead of these advancements. Dear Lord, Almighty, bless this day and the days to come. Bless all those who wish me well, those who don't accept to treat me inhumanely, and those who want me to live a good life. Fill our daily plates in abundance that we may never run out of but be able to help others. Provide us with long-lasting, good, and safe roofs and clothing. Thank you for what you have provided today. Send down your angels to destroy technology and its illicit activities. Touch us with your healing hands that we may remain in good health. Make way for us and show us the way to your blessedness that we may lead our lives in peace, joy, love, hope, faith, goodness, prosperity, praise, and worship, exemplifying your glory for a victorious life on this earth. Amen.